Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 657. Visible translated text is as follows. Successive punches were made at the time which the punches themselves showed. After putting a new slip in the clock, we all went out of the factory and went downstairs and locked the door. And I was going to go down to the office, to police headquarters, because the officers said they wanted to show me some notes, which they said were found near the body and the padlock and staple which they showed me had been withdrawn, and which they said had been taken down to the station the first time they had Newt Lee down there. Now, gentlemen, I have heard a great deal, and so have you in this trial about nervousness, about how nervous I was that morning. Gentlemen, I was nervous. I was very nervous. I was completely unstrung. I will admit it. Imagine, awakened out of my sound sleep, and a morning run down in the cool of the morning in an automobile driven at top speed without any food or breakfast, rushing into a dark passageway, coming into a darkened room, and then suddenly an electric light flashed on, and to see the sight that was presented by that poor little child. Why, it was a sight that was enough to drive a man to distraction. That was a sight that would have made a stone melt. And then it is suspicious, because a man who is ordinary flesh and blood should show signs of nervousness. Just imagine that little girl in the first blush of young womanhood had had her life so cruelly snuffed out. Might a man not be nervous who looked at such a sight? Of course I was nervous. Any man would be nervous if he was a man. We went with the officers in the automobile. Mr. Rogers was at the driving wheel, and Mr. Darley sat next to him. I sat on Mr. Darley's lap. And in the back was Newt Lee and two officers. We rode to headquarters very quickly, and on arrival there, Mr. Darley and 317.